Buenos días, bienvenidos a Embracing Vulnerability. Today is Wednesday, March 13, 2024, another Wise Woman Wednesday. Let's start it off by reading 101 Promises from God to Women. If God brings you to it, He will bring you through it. Let me repeat that. If God brings you to it, He will bring you through it. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalms 91:1. Your excuses just gave someone else a chance. I was inspired by my brother and a friend to start a podcast a couple of years ago. Sadly, they had that podcast and it ended abruptly. I was a faithful listener because I truly believed in them. My brother Alexander and my friend Micah are some of the smartest men I know. Shout out to them. I was scared, filled myself with doubt, and did not pick up the project. I am not the same woman I was in 2019. My mindset has grown so much. My journals are proof of that. There's things that I've written 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that I tell myself, wow, I can't believe I was going through that. I can't believe I lived through that. I can't believe how strong I came out after that. I can't believe everything I've learned because of what I went through. I have written all of my dreams down and I've been checking them off one by one as I accomplished them. Please remember, practice makes you better, not perfect. That is what I look forward to now. Progress. I grew up listening to progress makes you perfect. Progress makes you perfect. For every announcement on TV, every cartoon, every athlete commercial, it was always practice makes you perfect. So some humans were truly out here trying to be perfect, and that is not a good thing, because the reality is none of us are perfect and we will never be perfect. We all have flaws, all of us, every single one of us, me, you, everyone. I no longer drown in self-pity. Now, I'm not saying I'm the most healed person in the planet. I'm not saying I bounce back like rubber and I heal in 5 minutes. Because I saw a TikTok of someone making fun of people who heal quickly. But it was a skit, right? It was a comedy skit. I didn't get offended by it. I knew that the content creator was just trying to be funny, explaining how some people are out there every day saying mantras and every day saying, I've fallen, but I've gotten back up and I've gotten back up stronger. It was a funny skit. That's the way that I took it. She was continuing to say, people who heal right away when they go through stuff, they swear that they heal in 10 minutes when some people take years and years and years to recover from one thing. I understand that it was a joke. I didn't get offended. I would be lying to you if I'd sit here and tell you that something that happened to me a week ago or a year ago is not affecting me. If certain things are still affecting me when I remember them, or when certain behaviors trigger me. Things that happened to me when I was 7 years old, when I was touched by a family member, still affect me till this day in my relationship with men. There are certain days or certain hours that I'm really angry at men, and I'm really angry that they exist, and I'm really disappointed by their behavior. And all of that stems from me being touched by a man as a child. And I have to work through that. Every time I get triggered to past experiences, I have to remind myself, this person that I'm dealing with is not that guy. My husband is not that guy. My brother is not that guy. My friends are not that guy. I have to remind myself, people don't heal quickly. We don't heal in a snap of a finger. That's not how it happens. I'm not Amazon to be delivering next day my healing. That's not how it works. I am working, managing my mental health by journaling every day, by reading every day, by coloring every day, by watching anime, by playing video games, by going outside to go grocery shopping. I learned how to drive just so that I could take myself driving to a park to sit down in a park with my journal or my book near a river to read and meditate and do what I need to do to get through my emotions, not rush them and not bottle them down. I had to learn that. I was not this person that I am today in 2020. I was not the same person in 2022 even, because again, like I said, I started managing my mental health February of 2023. I just made a year last month managing my mental health. I just made a year committing to myself that I was going to work on my mental health by completing my outlets every day. You think I don't have days that I don't want to wake up and journal? You think that I don't have days that I don't want to wake up and script an episode for my podcast? I have those days where it's Monday, I haven't recorded. It's Tuesday, I haven't recorded. It's Wednesday morning and I'm dragging my feet to record. I have to do this because I made a commitment to myself that I was going to improve day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, week by week, month by month. I made a commitment to myself. I'm not doing this for others to see, oh, she's the most healed person. That is not why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because it's helping someone else, but at the same time, it helps me. It helps me pour into myself because I don't have a lot of people that pour into me. I'm constantly pouring into other people. I understand that I'm a leader, and I understand that the way that I see the world and the way that I am an empathetic listener, a lot of people are drawn to that. A lot of people are drawn to my energy, so they tell me their problems and they look for me for advice, or they look for me for a shoulder to cry on, right? I had to write down on my calendar recently the list of people that I have to check on, the list of people that I need to pour on is increasing day by day. So I had to write certain people in my calendar so that I wouldn't forget certain people to check on. Okay, I have from my dad's previous relationship, his previous stepdaughter, my previous stepsister, I have her on my list of people that I pour into. She doesn't tell me her problems. We're not there yet. We're not, because I don't force anyone to tell me their problem. But I always message her to let her know that I'm here, that I'm proud of her, that I love her. Even though we haven't seen each other in years, even though the distance is great between us, I live far away from her, I always let her know I'm here. I know that you exist. You are smart. You are kind. You are important. I give her words of affirmation all the time. And I've never thought that I've been hitting her up on days that she was having a hard day. She would tell me, "You have no idea how much I needed to hear this." Those are the responses that I have gotten from her. So when people tell me something like that, it makes me know that what I do matters. And that people are listening, and that the seeds that I'm spreading, and when I say seeds, I mean words of kindness. The seeds that I'm spreading to people, the words of kindness that I'm sharing, they're growing, they're being watered, they're not being thrown into dry soil, they're being thrown into fertile soil, and they will grow. I message her all the time. Not on a day-to-day basis, because I don't believe in feeling entitled to people's time, but I message her once a week to say, "Hey, I'm here. Hope you're doing well." Just one sentence. On her birthday, though, I message her a paragraph because I want to let her know that I love her and that I care for her and that it's a very special day and that I'm glad she's alive, all those things. Because I understand many people struggle with depression and anxiety and many other mental health diagnoses. One of my cousin's wife, my cousin that lives in Boston, let me specify because I've mentioned other cousins before. I have a cousin who lives in Boston. His wife vents to me sometimes about just day-to-day mother struggles or day-to-day wife struggles. She's another person I had to write down on my calendar because my spirit, my soul, my energy was telling me something's going on with her because she's messaging me at random hours. And she's not like that. She would message me, "Hey, how you doing?" like at 3 a.m. Or, "Hey, how are you?" at 9 a.m. "Hey, how are you?" 3 p.m. Just different random times. And when I would respond, she wouldn't say anything. So immediately a bulb turned on my brain and said, "You have to message her on WhatsApp privately and say, 'Hey, I feel like something is going on. If you don't want to talk about it, I understand, but I just want to let you know that I see you. And whenever you're ready, I am available whenever you want.'" So one day, she decided to be vulnerable and she messaged me and the floodgates opened. She told me so many things that broke my heart. So she is another person that I have in my calendar now that is new, that is added to the people that I have to pour into. You know, there are many people who depend on the way that I listen. That's what they depend on. And I want to be there for them. So in order for me to be there for them, I have to be there for myself first. So in order for me to be there for myself, I have to continue my fast, right? I'm on day 43 of my 16-8 fast, right? It is 9:38 in the morning. At 12, I have to eat. I was not the type of person that was feeding myself regularly. I wasn't taking care of my physical health for years and years and years and years. I didn't enjoy eating breakfast. I'm not a breakfast person. So I decided to look for things that were going to help me manage the way that I eat, right? So at noon, I'm going to make an oatmeal, strawberry and cream oatmeal. That's my favorite flavor. I'm going to eat strawberry and cream oatmeal at noon. And then at 4 o'clock, I'm going to eat another meal. It might be ham and tortillas and cheese. Not sure yet. Not sure because I've been trying to eat different stuff for different days. Like, I don't meal prep because if I eat the same thing every day, it bores me. It starts to taste boring and bland, and the flavor just, it doesn't taste good. That's, I don't know how to describe it. I need to eat different things on different days. I'm going to make chicken stew, rice, and beans, or maybe lentils today for the family. Not sure if that's what I'm going to eat for me at 4 o'clock, but we'll see. And then between 6 and 8, I have to decide what I'm going to eat for dinner. I'm going to be real with you. It might be another oatmeal because I usually like to eat toasted bread with butter, but they didn't have the Kaiser roll bread that I like from Walmart. They didn't have them when I went grocery shopping on Wednesday. They didn't have them. So I'm going to see if today or tomorrow I'll go get them because I like to eat toasted bread with butter with oatmeal. It was my thing to go to when I was pregnant with my son. That's where I've eaten oatmeal my whole life, but I got hooked to oatmeal for real when I got pregnant with my son. I was going to college to get my associates for medical assistant, and there was a bakery under the 6th train that I used to take to go to Manhattan to go to school. So right before I would get on the train, I would make sure I left my house 2 hours before class started so that I can go to the bakery, get my little cup of oatmeal with the toasted bread with butter, and then I would wait for the train peacefully. The train ride was a wreck and it was terrible because I was always nauseous. I was car sick my whole entire pregnancy, so going to school was very difficult. It was not an easy journey for me. But when I got pregnant with my son, I had to push through because I was finishing school. I was not at the beginning of my journey. I was finishing school. So I couldn't just give up. I'm not a quitter, guys. It's really difficult and challenging for me to quit things that I start. So, for example, I'm not talking about games. If it's a game, because it's a console, it's not real life. If it's a game, if I get upset, I will quit in a heartbeat. That's different. That's a game. But real life goals, when I tell myself that I'm going to do something, I do it. I do it. I don't quit halfway. That's different. Those are goals. Now, like I said, I am unable to say I am healing at the speed of light, but I am healing faster than I was back in 2022. Why is that, you may ask? Well, I am completing my outlets, like I said. You need to have a hobby. Everyone needs to have a hobby. You don't need to have multiple hobbies, but you need to have at least one hobby, right? My list of hobbies have, I would say, about 10 or 11 things that are on my hobbies right now. I keep adding things to it here and there. Not everyone has many hobbies or outlets. That's how I like to call them, outlets. So I journal on an app on my phone or on paper. I read 10 pages of a book. I color on an app or on a coloring book. I crochet. I play video games. I listen to podcasts. I listen to ASMR. I am getting 6+ hours of sleep. And I know that I'm getting 6+ hours of sleep because I turned on the sleep, I don't know what it's called, on the, Jesus help me, I have a iPhone, right? There is a mode on the clock or something like that that lets you, what is it? Jesus, why can't the words come into my brain? It collects how many hours you sleep or something like that. I'm getting 6+ hours of sleep because my clock is telling me that I'm getting 6+ hours of sleep. I am listening to progressive muscle relaxations on YouTube when I feel like my body is very, very tense and I can't sleep and I'm like my mind is speeding. I put on those progressive muscle relaxations on YouTube and I close my eyes. I lay down. I make sure my kids are sleeping and my husband is sleeping. The house is dark. The temperature in the room is warm. I am a creature of habit and I prefer to be room temperature. I don't like being cold or being hot. So the room temperature is great. I'm laying down. My eyes are closed. I'm relaxed. My legs, my limbs, everything is, you know, everything is in a relaxed state. And I listen to what they tell me to do and I do it. And lots of times my body just cracks. Like my shoulder blades, my knee, just a bunch of places are cracking. Probably my age. It probably has nothing to do with progressive muscle relaxation, but whatever. I am attempting to do somatic tracking. I have to look into that. How do I go about incorporating that into my outlets? And, you know, the list goes on and on. That's what I'm doing for myself. I'm not doing those 11 outlets in one day. I'm picking a few and I'm completing them. The ones that are in my routine and I do it with my eyes closed is the journaling, the reading, and the coloring. I'm doing those on automatic. I'm doing those every day. Sometimes I'll sprinkle video games, sometimes I'll sprinkle reading manga, sometimes I'll sprinkle any other thing. For example, ASMR. I used to listen to ASMR every night for years and years and years and years and years, but now that my eating habits have improved, my sleeping habits have improved, I'm falling asleep quicker now. I'm falling asleep with more ease now. My mind is quieter at night now. Many things are falling into place. Many things are flowing in a normal state now. Update on my health. Let me see. Am I skipping steps? Yes, I wasn't skipping steps because I have the script right here. So I'm making sure that I'm not missing any points. My life update. I have my primary care physician appointment this Friday, March 15th. They're going to redo the labs to make sure that my iron levels are normal or managed since they prescribed me iron 30 days ago. 30 days ago, when they removed the Nexplanon on my left arm, and 7 days ago, I stopped bleeding. And about 3 days ago, I stopped experiencing labor pains. 3 days labor pain free, right? I'm super stoked, super relaxed, super happy that it's been 7 days since the last time I bled. I'm happy and I hope it stays that way. Right now, I'm ovulating. TMI. I'm ovulating, so I'm making sure that I stay away from my partner because I do not want to have more children. Now, I started a aero garden. I'm growing mini cherry tomatoes. Walk with me. Disclaimer. Y'all are my friends, right? And because y'all are my friends, y'all signed the contract stating that you will listen to my random updates at all times, right? So the aero garden. I'm growing mini cherry tomatoes. I named them with T names. Walk with me, okay? Call me psycho, call me what you want. I won't get offended. I named my plants. And my oldest seed, his name is Tommy. My middle child, his name is Tanjiro. And my third child, her name is Tabitha. Let me tell you a background story about the triple T's. So, right? Their seeds, they're growing. They have 15 hours of light. And the light turns off when they no longer need light. They have their plant food and they have their water. If you're interested in this, you can go to aerogarden.com. It's spelled AeroGarden.com. Not a sponsor. Now, I named my oldest seed Tommy because my husband, before we knew what to name our children, he said he would name his son, if it was a boy, Tommy or Oliver. So we already have my son. His name is Oliver. And I said, let me name my plant, my oldest seed, Tommy. Tanjiro, my middle child, I named him after a character from Demon Slayer. It's an anime. If you haven't watched Demon Slayer, what are you doing with your life? Go and watch that anime. It will change your life, I promise. My daughter named the baby, which is my third seed. She named her Tabitha. I told her, can you please think of a name with the letter T? She first thought of Tammy. She said Tammy because her brother name is Tommy. And I said, no, it's not original. It feels a little bit lazy to me personally. My opinion, I'm not saying people who name their children with names that sound like are lazy. But to me, I could never name my son Carlos and my daughter Carla. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I don't care what nobody says. Not doing it. It doesn't sound good to me. So my daughter switched to Tabitha. So sometimes when I'm talking to them, I'll be like, oh, hey, you know, for Tommy, I'll be like Tom, or I'll be like Tom, I'm doing this, blah, blah. Or for Tanjiro, I'll be like, oh, hey, Tan, I'm doing this and then the third. And for Tabitha, sometimes I'll be like, hey, oh, hey, Tabs, or Tabby Tabs, or whatever. I don't know how I got those nicknames. It just flowed through me, and I said them. I know that plants listen, because when I tell you that I was telling them something and I started crying, I was like, all right, guys, what are y'all doing to me? Y'all are such good listeners. Like, what? I started tearing. I was telling my seeds something, my offsprings. I'm a mother now. Green thumb Nita over here. I started crying, and it felt really great. It felt really healing, and it felt really good to get that out. You know, that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing recently. And that's my story about my mini cherry tomatoes, my new babies called Tommy, Tanjiro, and Tabitha. Now, this week, I would like to recommend for you guys to touch grass. Spring is 8 days away. March 19th is the first day of spring. The only reason I know when this season starts is because that's my grandma's birthday. One of my favorite people on this entire planet. She's turning 73 on March 19th. She's still in the Dominican Republic on vacation. She left in December. She's coming back in May. I miss her so much. I can't wait to see her. She did offer to return faster if I needed to get surgery for my reproductive system, but I told her no, there was no need for her to do that. I needed her to stay over there and vacation and relax, because she has taken care of me for a very long time, and it's her time now to be there for herself and self-care and do the things that she wants to do, you know? So go touch grass, go outside, go find the first flowers that are sprouting. I saw the most beautiful blue bird the other day. I was staring at the window waiting for my daughter's bus, and I saw her get on the bus, and I'm hearing these bird sounds that I've never heard before. They sound different, and they sound, I don't know how to say it, like a rhyme, like a song almost. Don't ask me what that bird is called, because I don't know bird names, but it had the most beautiful baby blue feathers I had ever seen. And then another one appeared, and another one. It was a family of those beautiful blue looking birds. And then I keep watching, and there's this other bird. It was one bird. He had red feathers, and he was also tweeting his life away. And I was like, where have I never noticed that there were beautiful birds around here? I mean, I've always seen the crows and the just basic looking birds that everyone's ever seen, but I never seen those different color birds ever. This is how you know that I'm truly stopping to smell the flowers, and I'm truly stopping to live in the moment. I'm truly, truly being mindful. and I'm not thinking about the past, and I'm not worrying about the future. In that moment, I said, wow, how long have these birds been around? So now that I know that these birds have nests in front of my house, now I'm going to be looking forward to seeing them, to see when they leave in the wintertime, when they come back around spring. When I go to the park with my son, I look and there's a bird nest in one of the trees and another bird nest in the tree right next to it. So, I don't know. I feel like that's another long-term goal. I feel like I'm going to turn... I truly want to have a farm one day, because I used to have chickens when I was little and I loved my chicken. I want to go back to having chickens one day. And this cherry tomato project is my way to start going back to nature. I want to see how that goes, because a long-term goal of mine is to have chickens again. Preferably one male and one female, or maybe a few females, but for sure just one male. I don't want to have too much male energy around me, and not because I'm saying I hate men or I hate the male species. It's just I'm thriving in my femininity, and I would like to continue. I've lived in masculinity for way too long. I've lived with my guard up for way too long. I've lived in my anger for way too long. So I'm dipping into what it is to be feminine. I'm dipping into what it is to be soft. And I'm learning to be soft. And I'm learning to be gentle. I'm learning to be feminine. So one of my long-term projects is perhaps one day having a large space where I can raise chickens and have a garden. Whatever it is that is going to be in the garden, I'm not sure what's going to be, but I guess I'll get the idea when the time comes. So that's my recommendation. You know, touch grass, go outside, sit on the grass if you have grass already where you live. I don't know where you're located, but I want to say my bestie inspired me to start getting in the soil, because she had plants before. I do not recall what the plants were called, but she had a lot of plants, and all of them looked different. Their leaves were different. She has succulents, I believe that's what they're called. She has succulents, and they were all very different. Some of them were low maintenance plants, and some of them were high maintenance. And I remember the plants because she had a lot. And then number two, I went to MagFest. It's a convention in Maryland, and they had the most cutest plant pots of the cat from Sailor Moon. He's black, and it was super cute. And I gave her that to use for one of her plants. And she has a green thumb. You know, her energy is great. She's great to be around. She's my safe place. I really love her so much, and many of the things that she does inspire me. For example, I would like to possibly start gaming on a PC soon. Not sure when that soon will be. Bear with me. You know my audio is flawed. Thank you for your patience. If you hear any thumps or... I just moved the wire and it sounded really loudly. I'm working on the music. I like to have music on the background. So the microphone is really close to the speaker. So I have to put it on one. It's so many things that I'm learning. I'm just, you know, tweaking here and there the things to improve the audio. I ordered a new microphone. Supposedly it sounds good. Let's see. According to the reviews, it's a good mic, but it's not here yet. So we will see. I hope you guys are out there and you have people that you get inspired by. And if you're not, if you don't have anyone, I will sit here and be your inspiration. That sounds so egomaniac. That sounds so shallow. Ugh. But I say it with good intentions. I'm trying to be sincere and vulnerable and say that if you don't have anyone who inspires you, let me be that source of inspiration. I hope that you're having a wonderful Wednesday. I hope you have the day that you deserve. And I hope you're taking care of yourself. If how vulnerable I have been on this episode, has helped you in any way, please download the episode and follow me for more. I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too. I got the outro this week. I did a great job. I got the outro this week because last week I was messy. My emotions got the best of me. And that's okay. I don't need a perfect outro.